Well, good morning. It is November 29th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through 1 Chronicles 26 and 27. We are then going to pick up in 2 Peter today, 2 Peter chapter 1 for our second read through the year. We are then going to read Micah chapter 4 and then Luke chapter 13. So let's get in the Word today. 1 Chronicles chapter 26. 1 Chronicles 26. Concerning the divisions of the porters of the Korahites was Meshelemiah, the son of Kore, the son of Asaph. The son of Meshelemiah were Zechariah the firstborn, Jedidiah the second, Jebediah the third, Jothniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Elihanai the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, and Sakar the fourth, and Nethaneel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Puiathai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also unto Shemaiah his son were sons born that ruled throughout the house of their fathers, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, and Raphael, and Obed, and Elizabad, whose brethren were strong men, Elihu, and Shemaiah. All these of the sons of Obed-Edom, they, all these of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men for strength for service, were 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, strong men, 18. Also Hoash of the children of Merari, and had sons, Simri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all of the sons of the brethren of Hoash were 13. Among these were the division of the porters, even among the chief men, having wards one against another to minister in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots, as well as the small as the great, according to the house of their fathers, for every gate. And the lot eastward fell to Shelemiah, then to Zechariah his son, a wise counselor. They were cast lots. And his lot came out northward to Obed-Edom southward, and to the sons of the house of Asuppim, to Shupin and Hoash. The lot came forth westward with the gate Shelemiatheth by the causeway of the going up ward against ward. Eastward were 6 Levites, northward for 4 a day, southward 4 a day, and towards Asuppim 2 and 2 at Parbar. Westward, 4 at the Castway and 2 at Parbar. These are the division of the porters among the sons of Kore and among the sons of Merari and of the Levites. Ahijah was over the treasures of the house of God and over the treasures of the dedicated things. As concerning the sons of Ladan, the sons of Gershonite, the Gershonite Ladan, chief fathers were of Ladan, the Gershonite were of Jehaleel, the sons of Jehaleel, Zeltham and Joel his brother, which were over the treasures of the house of the Lord, of the Amorites and the Izharites, the Hebronites and the Uzalites, and Shubel the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was ruler of the treasures, and his brethren by Eleazar, Rehabiah the son, and Reshaviah his son, and Joram his son, and Zikri his son, and Shelomith his son, and which Shelomith and his brethren were over all the treasures of the dedicated things which David the king and the chief fathers and the captains over thousands and hundreds and the captains of the host had dedicated. Out of the spoil won in battles did they dedicate them and to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer and Saul the son of Kish and Abner the son of Ner and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, and whosoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelomith and of his brethren. Of the Izharites, Chenaniah and his sons were for the outward business over Israel for officers and judges. And of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, men of valor, 1,700 were officers among them of Israel on the side of Jordan westward in all of the business of the Lord and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites was Jerijiah the chief, even among the Hebronites according to the generation of his father. In the 40th year of the reign of David they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead, and his brethren men of valor were 2,700 chief fathers whom King David had made over the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh for every matter pertaining to God and affairs of the king. Chapter 27. Now the children of Israel, after their manner, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year of every course were 24,000. Over the first course of the first month was Jashabiam, the son of Zabdiel, and in the course were 24,000. Of the children of Perez was the chief of all the captains of the host of the first month. And over the course of the second month was Dodai, an Ahalite, and of his course was Mikloth, also the ruler in his course, likewise were 24,000. The third captain of the host of the third month was Benaniah, the son of Jehodiah, a chief priest, and in his course were 24,000. This is that Benaniah who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30, and in the course was Aminadab, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Ashiel, the brother of Joab, and Zebediah, his son, after him, and in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain of the fifth month was Shamuth, the Izrahite, and in his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, and in his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite of the children of Ephraim, and in the course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibachai, the Hushanite of the Zarites, and in his course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abizir, the Anathite of the Benjamites, and in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Maharari, the Nethothite of the Zarites, and in his course were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaniah, the Pirathite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heladai, the Nethothite of Othniel, and in his course were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the ruler of the Reubenites was Eleazar, the son of Zikri, of the Simeonites, Shephathiah, the son of Makkah, of the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel, of the Aaronites, Zadok, of Judah, Elihu, one of the brethren of David, of Ishkar, Omri, the son of Michael, of Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah, of Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azrael, of the children of Ephraim, Hosea, the son of Azaiah, of the tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedadiah, of the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Edu, the son of Zechariah, of Benjamin, Jasiel, the son of Abner, of Dan, Azrael, the son of Jeroham. These were the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David took not the number of them from 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said, "The world increase Israel like the stars of the heaven." Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to number, but he finished not, because there fell wrath for it against Israel. Neither was the number put in the account of the chronicles of King David. And over the king's treasure was Asmiraveth, the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields and the cities and the villages and in the castles was Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah, and over them did the work of the field for tillage of the ground was Ezri, the son of Chelub, and over the vineyards was Shemaiah, the Ramathite, over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shiphite, and over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Baal Hanan of the Gederite, and over the cellars of oil was Joash, and over the herds that fed in Sharon was Shatari, the Sharonite, and over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat, the son of Adalai, and over the camels also was Obil, the Ishmaelite, and over the asses was Jedidiah, the Maronite, and over the flock was Jaziz, the Hagarite, and all these were the rulers of the substance which was King David's. Also Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe, and Jehiel, the son of Hakmoni, was with the king's son, and Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai, the Archite, was the king's companion. And after Ahithophel was Jehudiah, the son of Benaiah, and Abathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. That was 1 Chronicles chapter 26 and 27. Let's move on over to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning that book once again today. 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as his divine power hath given us unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be with you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But that he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in the tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as the Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decrease, to have these things always in remembrance. For ye have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice of him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And in this voice which came from heaven we heard, and when we were with him in the holy mount, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That was 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's move on over to Micah chapter 4, the book of Micah chapter 4 today. Micah chapter 4, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountains of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. And many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, into the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk, every one, in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her that exalteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that cast far off a strong nation, and the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth even forever. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now, why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon, and thou shalt be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against thee, that say, Let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel. For he shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Arise and thrash, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hooves brass. Thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. That was Micah chapter 4. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13 today. Luke 13. There were present at the season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus, answering, said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Of those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And he spake also this parable. Certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. And then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I have come seeking fruit on the fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it to the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogues answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrites, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done in him. And then said he, Unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden. Then it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in its branches of it. And again he said, Wherefore unto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in the 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. And then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that shall be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. And when once the master of the house is risen up, and hath shut the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer, and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. And then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom, and yourselves thrust out, and they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye, and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I will be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent out unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Well, amen. That was our reading today for November 29th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. That said, thank you all once again for joining me each and every single day, being so faithful. Stick with it. We are almost done. Tomorrow is the last day of November, and then we are in the final home stretch, the month of December. I know that there's a lot going on in December. We got Christmas and a lot of other things, but stay in the Word, okay? Stay in the Word every single day. The point of this is to develop a habit of being in God's Word every single day, that you don't go one day without being in God's Word. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you granted unto us, Lord. I thank you for this word, and I pray, God, that you'd use it in our hearts and lives. Pray, God, that we would indeed trust you, and that we would just be enraptured with who you are. God, that you would be the reason why we live. And Lord, I just pray, God, that would be true of my heart. We love you, and we give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.